This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
You can dial in toll-free and bring up anything that you want to discuss. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we do have Skype as well. The Skype username here is lrn.fm. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And Daryl.
An amazing day, an amazing week, an amazing several months for Bitcoin, as the price right now, according to one exchange, I don't have the Bitcoin average price in front of me, but Bitstamp's exchange at $2,458 per Bitcoin. So not only has Bitcoin been just incredibly successful overall throughout its 8+ years in existence, it's been having some trouble. There's been some difficulty behind the scenes.
The average price, according to Bitcoin Average, $2,448.
Worldwide. That is the worldwide global average. Great website to check out for that. So anyway, Bitcoin, incredibly successful by all metrics. I mean, it is the world's first cryptocurrency. There have since Bitcoin become thousands of competitors. But Bitcoin has done a pretty good job of maintaining its market share until recently. It had been at like 85 to 95% for a long time. And then this year, it started just like 2 or 3 months ago, it started to drop from 85%. It's now down below 50%, meaning that Bitcoin is no longer the lion's share of all of the cryptocurrencies combined together. It's still the biggest, with about a $40 billion market cap right now, I believe. That was what it was. It was close to that. It was like $38 billion, meaning that that's the total value based in dollars of all of the Bitcoin in circulation in the world at this time. So, I mean, it's an incredible success story. There are, of course, many people who were very, very wise in the beginning who bought Bitcoin when it was cheap, and now they are multi-billionaires.
And
or billionaires.
Just a couple of days ago, we celebrated Bitcoin Pizza Day.
Yeah.
And there was an article that came out saying, if you would have bought $100 worth of Bitcoin 7 years ago, that would now be worth, I think it was like $72 million U.S. dollars.
Yes, and so obviously a lot of people kick themselves and say, oh, well, I should have got in then. It's too late now. But maybe it's not too late now. Maybe we're still on the low end of
Bitcoin's
what Bitcoin...
gone up like 20% in the last 4 days.
Yeah.
I mean, if you thought that Microsoft stock was going to go up 20% the next week, would you get in?
Well, you don't know, obviously, what's
going
to happen.
I don't know what's going in. Yeah. But
the
notion that somehow Bitcoin, these get-rich-quick Americans and their idea that, well, you know, my money's got to go up 10,000 times in order for me to be worth me doing. No, that's not the way investment works. You got to put savings away, and I'm not saying all your savings should be in cryptocurrency by any stretch of the imagination. However, if you would have done that 5 years ago, you'd probably be pretty wealthy.
Yep.
And I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow in the cryptocurrency world. I wouldn't claim that, but you need to be putting money away. You need to be putting it away in a way that is going to increase in value. Historically, it looks like cryptocurrencies have done pretty well. Some of them are certainly scams, pump and dumps, and Ponzi schemes,
careful,
and all those things. On Free
but
Talk
Bitcoin
Live,
is not
you
a scam.
Have never heard us talk about one of those. Unless we've yet used the term scam, pump and dump, or whatever with it, because we don't endorse what we don't believe in.
Yeah, that's true. And Bitcoin is not a scam. It is not a pump and dump. It is the number one cryptocurrency still, even though it doesn't dominate completely the market like it used to. And so we were really concerned with the future of Bitcoin. We've been talking a lot about the ongoing civil war that's been happening behind the scenes, a geek war, if you will, between two very distinct sides of the Bitcoin community who have been in a bitter, bitter argument with one another for years now. It's been going on. We just became aware of it really heavily within the last year or so.
Right.
But it's been going on at the programmer level and the extreme geek level for a few years.
I do remember something about 2, maybe 3 years ago to where the discussion was, at some point, we're going to need to address X.
Mm-hmm.
And, there were a few proposals back then that I don't think are any of the proposals now, but there seems to have been some kind of agreement, a truce, if you will.
Something has happened. It appears as though the big players in Bitcoin, and those are the miners. The miners are the ones who ultimately decide what goes forward as far as these different proposals. So for a while now, there have been warring sides on these two different proposals, one called Segregated Witness, the other called Bitcoin Unlimited or Emergent Consensus. And so the question is, should Bitcoin increase its block size to allow for more transactions per minute to be in the system because it's clogged right now? There's, each block, this is sort of what's going on behind the scenes in the blockchain, which is essentially a distributed ledger that is the guts of the Bitcoin operation, basically. That's one of the things that makes Bitcoin special. That as these new blocks are mined, they're filled with these transactions, and there's so many transactions that want to get into these blocks that they are bidding against one another and pushing the fees up, the cost of sending a Bitcoin transaction, which used to be negligible. It used to be nothing, near to nothing. You used to actually be able to send it for nothing. You used to be able to do that.
It made me angry when I couldn't.
Yeah, and then for a long time it was just a couple pennies. And now it's like $1.50 or $2 or whatever.
Which,
and it's
crazy. Can still be denominated in pennies. It's just a large amount of pennies.
Yeah, it's insane. And it's killed off microtransactions. It's killed off small businesses. You can't have
microtransactions are incredibly important because what the notion was is that, you'd be able to load up your browser with some cryptocurrency and then sort of people's articles or music or
throw 5 cents, 10 cents,
video or whatever
video.
It was.
Right.
In the process of liking, you would choose a denomination ahead of time. Maybe it was a dime, maybe it was a nickel, maybe you're a big spender and it was a quarter, right?
Yeah.
You just toss this at them, and I'll grant you, like a penny isn't worth bending over and picking up. But when people throw 10,000 of them,
if
you've
got 10,000 people throwing you a quarter,
right? Then
that's
you've
pretty
got,
good.
Then you've done something really awesome.
If you have 10 people throw you a quarter, that's 10 more quarters than you had before anybody threw you anything.
You're not going to make a living making videos for $2.50, though. So all I'm saying
I never said that you could make a living. I'm just saying
microtransactions were an idea that people would be able to be content creators on the internet, and people would be able to be small-time patrons of those people.
And the thing was, you can't do that with the traditional money system. So that's one of the things that made Bitcoin special.
Because credit cards, you couldn't do it.
Credit card, PayPal. If you want to do a PayPal transaction, they're going to knock 30 cents off for themselves and 2.9%.
Correct.
So, you can't send less than 50 cents with PayPal, basically, or the person gets almost none of it. Even out of a dollar, they're getting, only two-thirds of it or whatever, less than two-thirds of it. So you can't send a quarter on PayPal. You just can't do it.
Right.
But with Bitcoin, you used to be able to. No more. So that's one of the problems. The classic example of something that's a little more realistic for somebody, like a real-life application, there was someone who modified a vending machine, somebody who I think earned Hancock knows from Freedom's Phoenix. They brought a vending machine to one of the Freedom Festivals here in New Hampshire a few years ago, and you could go to this vending machine and order yourself a pack of smokes, or you could
a whole variety of things.
Well, whatever was in there. They had bullets, they had silver
sewing kits, they had off spray.
But like a pack of Cheetos, your typical vending machine, which you used to be able to do with Bitcoin, that can't be done anymore. Nobody's going to go and pay $1.50 on top of a
75 cent pack of chips.
So Bitcoin's broken basically behind the scenes. It's still working, day to day, but you have to pay through the nose to get your transaction through. And so finally, apparently at this consensus event that happened over the last few days.
It was Monday.
Monday. So was it just a one day? I felt like it was more than one day. But
The news story
is
about something that happened on Monday.
Yeah, because Eric Voorhees from Shapeshift.io presented something on Saturday. So I think it was like a full weekend event. There's a big deal that's coming out of this consensus. We'll tell you about it coming up here on Free Talk Live.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did American men get so soft? Today's average red-blooded American man has less testosterone than his father, and his father has less testosterone than his father. Before we turn into a country of powder puffs, Force Factor is launching the Man Up America event. We want to send every man in America a complimentary bottle of the breakout supplement taking GNC by storm. Test X180 Ignite, loaded with free testosterone-boosting manliness. Get your complimentary bottle by texting SHAPE44 to 369-369. During workouts, Test X180 Ignite raises levels of free testosterone in your body to help build lean muscle. Plus, it helps burn fat, fuel sexual desire, and improve performance. Now you can continue to feel like the real men that made this country great. Do yourself a favor. Do America a favor. Text SHAPE44 to 369-369 for your complimentary bottle. That's a complimentary bottle by texting SHAPE44 to 369-369.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. One of our biggest expenses can be when unexpected repair bills hit us at home. Can you afford to repair or replace your home heating system? What about when your air conditioning stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem or large appliance that just stops working? Well, with National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. That's right, if you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get your home protected and 1 month of repair coverage for free. Just call 800-887-3022. Simply call our 24/7 repair hotline and pay nothing for covered repairs. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems so you have no more costly repair bills. Just call 800-887-3022 and never pay for repairs again. Get your home protected against costly repair bills right now. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
Tiffany Jenks.
Remember that name.
Tiffany Jenks. Illuminati in the New World Order. Remember her. The Oregon police. Remember her. Murdered October 8th, 2013 at the age of 35. The story of Tiffany Jenks, a woman under mind control, was murdered.
Who really killed Tiffany Jenks?
A story that won't go away. Read about it on Facebook at Tiffany Jenks Murder. Spelled TiffanyJenks Murder.com.
TiffanyJenksMurder.com.
Hi, my name is Lee, and for 10 years I've suffered from ulcerated colitis. I've taken prednisone, ibuprofen, and many other prescription drugs and never saw any improvement. I tried salmon oils and flaxseed oils, but only burped them up, and they did not seem to help. Then I learned from an acquaintance who healed her rheumatoid arthritis by using Andrea seed oils. I was so inspired to try them, I began taking Andrea's flaxseed, five-seed blend, black cumin, and coriander seed oils. In 5 months, the swelling in my hands was so reduced, I was able to see my knuckles for the first time in 5 years. I've been off all medications for 13 months, and by using only Andrea seed oils, my colitis is controlled, and the arthritis pain in my knees is also reduced, and my inflammation is zero, and so many other benefits.
A patent-pending process has been developed which results in seed oils that have virtually zero oxidation and are structurally intact. Now, the full healing power of seed oils is available to you via the Andrea seed oils. Call Synergistic Nutrition at 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You dial in toll- toll-free. You bring up whatever you want. Here, our number is 855-450-FREE. Like freedom, 855-450-3733. Coming up, the big news out of Consensus, and I've got my dates all screwed up. Apparently, the big Shapeshift.io announcement was Monday, not yes. Saturday. And that's when Consensus started, was Monday, and it's ending today.
And the big announcement was big.
With Shapeshift.io, you mean?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Their new product, Prism.
Prism, yeah.
Allows you to...
I wish they would have chosen a different name, because every time I hear Prism, I think of that NSA spying technology.
I think that the idea was is that while it's one thing, it can be many things at the same time.
Mm.
And I think the Prism, well, it's well named.
It's a portfolio thing, right, where you hold different... crypto.
If I could explain it, it's on the Ethereum platform, so you enter Ethereum into it, mm-hmm. and then you enter percentages you'd like of whatever crypto, alternative currencies, altcoins, mm-hmm. That you'd like to hold. So you can have your Ethereum in there, and say you want Bitcoin, say you want Monero, say you want Dash, you know, want Ethereum
Zcash.
Classic. I'm not sure Ethereum Classic would be on there. Zcash might be a good one. You know,
it's a closed beta right now, I think, right? It's not open to everybody.
I can't answer
correct.
That.
I think it is, yeah.
I'm not participating,
yeah.
But I think it's a great idea.
Yeah.
And then it splits it up, and it keeps it at those percentages. So if, let's say, Monero runs up, then you're going to sell Monero in order to keep you at 20% or whatever you put it at. And then Monero crashes back down because the developer says something dumb on Twitter, right? And then Dash runs up and then keeps running or whatever. Then it keeps selling or whatever it does.
Huh. Yeah, I mean, I saw the intro video to it where he made the pitch at Consensus, and it looked interesting. And I guess one of the pitches or the part of the, one of the important ideas, part of the pitch was that you would be able to hold these cryptocurrencies through this Prism concept without actually storing them in an exchange.
Right. And without needing to maintain multiple wallets.
Right. And, yeah, and it's always under your private key.
And it's all backed up by the what are called smart contracts on the Ethereum platform, which, as long as the contract's written well, then it could work. The contract, if it's not written well, as we saw with the decentralized autonomous organization last year, could result in somebody stealing a lot of Bitcoin. But I suspect that Eric Voorhees and Shapeshift have, you know, done their homework and vetted their code pretty well. But the idea would be that if you can store these cryptocurrencies without having to trust them to an exchange, and without having to take care of all of these different keys that you might have to have if you wanted right. to have a bunch of different wallets, then that allows people to simply get into investing in cryptocurrency and simply exit investing in cryptocurrency or, you know, selling it
right.
without having to put it in someone else's hands, which is interesting. That's kind of a new concept
yes.
In this particular
so
field.
So that happened on Monday.
That happened,
then
yeah.
there was the ceasefire, if you will, in the nerd wars over
okay.
what direction Bitcoin is going to go. Cointelegraph has the story where...
Hold on. I'm sorry. Hold yep. that thought. Wolfgang is here in Nevada with comments. You want to bring up whatever's on your mind? Go ahead, Wolfgang.
Hello. Last week was the 10-year anniversary of the exchange between Ron Paul and Giuliani.
Really?
Oh, is this where?
Time,
what did Giuliani say? What was the famous?
Well, Ron Paul was on Scott Horton's show last week to kind of commemorate it because it was such a an important thing. It changed so many people's minds, and a lot of people took notice of that. They always
was that where that. Giuliani said like obedience is strength or something like that? Some sort of crazy doublespeak.
No, this was about 9/11. Why do they kill innocent people? And Ron mm-hmm. Paul said, it's because we kill their innocent people, only
right.
worse on a grand scale for decades, you know? No, and Giuliani's reaction was really good. And he was telling the truth. He said, I've never heard such a thing. He said, take that back.
Right.
I've never heard such a thing.
The whole idea, I mean, it's so dehumanizing to people in the Middle East to think that, well, my God, they wouldn't react to having their mothers, daughters, children, sisters, brothers killed by American drones,
right,
or you know, service people or whatever, or to have, yeah, dictators propped up in their country, because I mean, there's these sheiks and fiefdoms in many cases are supported by the United States. They don't have a say over their government. Why? Because not because the Saudis are strong, but because the Saudis get support from the United States government.
But I think he was really telling the truth. He really hadn't ever considered the idea. And I think, like, even today, when these things happen, you never hear this. You know, it was on national TV, and there was debate, and it was such a shock to the whole system for such an idea to even be expressed. And I think it's remarkable. I don't really believe in divine intervention, but I think for that idea to get on national TV and affect, mm-hmm, so many people to take notice, it's like a miracle. How many people even have that, can, once they hear that thought, can even digest it? It just bounces off them, you know?
Yeah, that's true. But that's why, you know, we got to hit them over and over again with these ideas. And Ron Paul was a wonderful, you know, and still is, a wonderful communicator of the ideas of liberty. And thank goodness that we had him, you know, where he was and was able to deliver messages like, you know, end the war on drugs and, you know, all the really principled things that he said during his presidential campaigns, whether as a libertarian in 1988 or as a Republican in 2008 and 2012. The guy did a lot of good work at bringing libertarians or bringing new people into the ideas of liberty. So, Wolfgang, anything else you want to share tonight about that?
Well, it's just that it's remarkable how there are so few people who will say that now, libertarians or Rand Paul. You know, Ron Paul was always putting, he was saying that we need to put ourselves in the shoes of the people of these other people. Like in South Carolina debate, he talked about the golden rule of foreign policy, and they booed him, all those Christians, you know. It's like those ideas, if libertarians would lead with that and not hide it like they all do, because they, but I think it's because they don't quite believe it themselves. But,
and this comes right back around to the problem we were discussing in the second hour of these libertarian candidates not actually being particularly libertarian. If we had a bunch of Ron Pauls out there, I wouldn't have anything to complain about. Hey, thank you, Wolfgang. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. So the quote I was thinking of with Giuliani, I did go and look it up. It's out of a 1994, I thought it was newer than that, but 1994 article from the New York Times where he was speaking at some forum about crime. And the then mayor said, quote, "We look upon authority too often and focus over and over again for 30 or 40 or 50 years as if there's something wrong with authority. We see only the oppressive side of authority," said Giuliani. He said, "Maybe it comes out of our history and our background. What we don't see is that freedom is not a concept in which people can do anything they want and be anything they can be. Freedom is about authority. Freedom is about the willingness of every single human being to cede to lawful authority a great deal of discretion what you do."
It sounds like a speech given by Big Brother in
1984. Yeah.
It really sounds like that.
Yeah.
Obedience is peace.
Total doublespeak.
Yeah, whatever it is. I mean, that's what it sounds like.
Freedom is about authority. How crazy is that statement? It's Free Talk Live.
Dateline, October 8, 2013. Tiffany Jenks is shot to death. A sinister murder in Oregon that is still unsolved and shrouded in mystery.
Yet no one seems to care.
Are the Oregon police covering something up? Are Illuminati and the New World Order involved?
Who really killed Tiffany Jenks?
A story waiting to be told.
A story that will not go away.
Read all about it on Facebook at Tiffany Jenks Murder. Spelled TiffanyJenks Murder.com.
TiffanyJenksMurder.com.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. Can you afford to repair or replace your air conditioning when it stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem? With National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. If you own a home, you can stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get 1 month of repair coverage for free. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems, so you have no more costly repair bills. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
Join me, George Norrie, in Joshua Tree, California, May 19th through the 22nd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature panels, lectures, films, workshops, and field work with leading experts, including me, Dr. Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Corey Good, Graham Hancock, Linda Moulton Howe, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and many, many more of the biggest names in ufology. Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Last year, hundreds saw several real craft up there, as we reported on Coast to Coast. Tickets to Contact in the Desert are available at contactinthedesert.com. That's contactinthedesert.com, or by calling 323-721-1743. That's 323-721-1743.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. Free.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial on in toll free, bring us anything you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. So Skype on in here at username lrn.fm. We were talking about Bitcoin. We can tell you more about that, but if you want to get the latest on Bitcoin, head over to bitcoin.com. They've been reporting on this Bitcoin geek war for a while over there, how the transaction fees have dramatically increased since 2015, more than 1,200%. Since then, and this copy was written, what, a few months ago? I don't know what that number is right now.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's 2,000, 2,500. It's been crazy. To the Bitcoin proponents out there, the current fee market is moving way too fast. The fee market and slow confirmation times have increased the tension concerning the block size debate. And is that debate over? Well, we're going to tell you a little bit more about that coming up here. If there are wallets, though, right now with low amounts of Bitcoin that can't cover the fees, that Bitcoin's unspendable. And there are millions of dollars worth of Bitcoin that are in those very tiny little wallets that are unspendable at this point around the globe. You can learn more at news.bitcoin.com. You can do a lot more besides just get the news at bitcoin.com. You can learn about Bitcoin. You can play games with Bitcoin. You can discuss Bitcoin on their forum. It's uncensored. go to news.bitcoin.com, get started over there. As we go back to the story, or just now getting into the story about Bitcoin and this debate, this geek war that's been going on, you had a story that you wanted to share with us from Cointelegraph, Daryl.
Yes, Cointelegraph on Monday reported that a number of leading players in the blockchain industry reached a consensus regarding the Bitcoin scaling solution. This break in the scaling debate stalemate is a new, highly significant boost for the Bitcoin ecosystem. They then mentioned several of the players involved.
I believe Roger Ver was involved.
Roger Ver is involved, as would be the owners of Digital Currency Group, Bitfury, Bitmain, and several others. They agreed to...
Bitcoin.com.
Yep.
Already mentioned.
Okay.
Roger Ver of Bitcoin.com, along with several other
people. Oh, I thought you were saying
people.
He was in charge of Bitfury. And
no.
It didn't sound
I said
right.
As well as the owners of.
All right.
They have agreed to collectively enable the SegWit proposal for Bitcoin scaling.
Which is what people had said Roger would never do. The people who, you know, were on the other side. So
I don't know where they get that from. He came on the air with us and said he would. He said that it was implementable.
He didn't say he would do it. He just said they could do it, but that it wasn't important enough to do right now. So clearly Roger has been persuaded to come to the table and negotiate on this.
I mean, Roger's a businessman. Businessmen negotiate.
Good.
What I have seen is the negotiations don't go on the other side. It's like, This is the right way to do it. You do it the right way, we're going to scream more louder on Facebook.
Yeah.
You know, it's pathetic.
So the article says that the SegWit will be implemented, quote, effective immediately.
Really?
Additionally.
I thought they had to get to like 80% or something.
We had pulled up the Bitcoin scaling agreement that says they will activate SegWit at an 80% threshold,
right,
signaling at bit 4, and I don't know what that means.
But if you were to go to CoinDance, so there's a website called coin.dance/blocks that shows you what the miners are supporting as far as segregated witness or emergent consensus, and right now there hasn't really been an increase on either one of them since this decision was made. So we don't know how long it's going to take to put this into play.
Right.
They are saying that they would need to activate the 2 megabyte hard fork within 6 months. And you're
right,
saying
and that's the next part right. that I was going to get to.
But you're saying segregated witness is going to be activated immediately?
That's what Cointelegraph reports.
Because, so previously the claim was that segregated witness would happen at 95%. Now they're saying it's going to be an 80% thing.
That's what the agreement says.
Right.
And Cointelegraph is reporting it as effective immediate. So maybe effective immediately they're working towards the 80%?
Well, and according to...
Because you have to remember, journalists a lot of times will summarize things and sometimes not
get
it
right,
very accurately.
But the statement from Medium.com comes directly from the people who signed this consensus.
Yes, the Bitcoin scaling agreement.
With the Digital Currency Group. They are 56 companies located in 21 countries. They represent 83.28% of hashing power. So they have a supermajority of the mining power within this group of people who made this agreement.
Yes.
These are now the most important players in Bitcoin if they move forward with this particular plan. And if they have 83% of the mining power and they're saying that segregated witness has an 80% threshold, that would seem to mean that they've got enough people. They just have to flip on the switch. They have to indicate that they want to do this now.
Correct.
And so that's one of the reasons I hope that at some point we can get Roger to come on here. I know he's probably busy traveling. The conference just ended today.
I sent him a telegram yesterday.
I sent him one earlier today.
Last night, and he hasn't seen it yet,
which says
to me that he's busy.
I'm sure we'll be able to get him on to explain better what some of the technical aspects of this mean, because we're not, none of us here are Bitcoin miners. We're not technically engineers of Bitcoin. But this is sounding pretty good, Daryl.
Right. So in addition to implementing SegWit, they will work towards what they're claiming here on Cointelegraph would be, quote, another hard fork which will enable the increase of the block size to 2 megabytes.
As within 6 months.
As opposed to the current limit of 1. Cointelegraph does not say that. That's what the agreement that they do link over to.
Yeah.
And I'm very glad that they link over to that because it does allow you to, you know, get that little bit of extra information.
The question is this too little too late? If this takes 6 months, now it says within 6 months, so it could be next month. So, I mean, we don't know how long that's going to be. But if it takes 6 months to increase the block size from 1 megabyte to 2 megabytes, it's effectively doubling the capacity of Bitcoin.
Well, the SegWit is supposed to also sort of double or triple.
Right.
And so then you're going to double that, so that would be quadruple.
How long is the SegWit going to take to implement? How long is the 6 month, you know, how much of these 6 months are we going to
wait? Questions I don't know.
And so that's why I'm saying, is this too little too late? I mean, I'm glad they're doing this, but Mark, you said there was some sort of agreement like this in the past, or
out of Hong Kong, as I understand it.
That fell apart.
Yeah.
So, you know, this is not necessarily, this is good news, but it isn't done yet, right?
I think that it's, like, the path is now laid out, like, the path has been cleared for a solution, and that we should be cautiously optimistic.
Okay,
we should hope for the best and watch
plan
out
for the worst.
For the worst, yeah. Because if you're reading the same thing I read, Daryl, you're not. Dash Force News put out an article today.
I've got that.
And in that article, it says, you know, basically the Blockstream and the developers,
Blockstream is a corporation that has paid off some of these developers.
Well,
apparently
employs some of these developers, and that Blockstream creates sort of off-chain solutions. I'm not a big fan of off-chain solutions. And that strangely, Blockstream, who's been sort of the other side of this argument, well, they don't want anything to do with it. So,
well, they're outnumbered at this point.
Well, yes, but a compromise is characterized by everybody not getting everything they want. Okay.
Well, it doesn't sound like
everybody gets something they want, and you do not get all of what you want. If you want all of what you want, you will find. Yeah, well, like, they'll get all what they don't want a hard fork.
Well, they're going to get one.
Oh, too bad.
If these people
they don't want it, though.
But that doesn't matter what they don't want.
I understand reality and what you want often is separated, and this is what I'm trying to explain to people is that this is how compromises work, okay? Like, you know, Bitcoin's a big community with a lot of people, a lot of different opinions, and they're not all S-coin-hawking jerks.
Let them hold on to their precious Bitcoin core without compromise, and then they're going to get crushed if 80% of the miners go over to whatever this emergent consensus is.
So you did mention the agreement from Hong Kong. Apparently, it did not include any of the people involved in this current agreement.
We're coming up here, 855, 450 free. It's Free Talk Live.
Everyone has something in their lives or just about themselves that they want to change, from trying to lose weight to becoming more motivated at work. Change is difficult, but the good news is, no matter what, you don't have to go through it alone. Hypnotherapy can help you remove negative subconscious thoughts that keep you from achieving your goals. Never rely on just willpower again. Contact us at afterhourshypnotherapy.com today for your free consultation. Or contact Melvin Marsh at 678-658-8483.
Bitcoin.com is the most unique online destination in the Bitcoin universe. Buying Bitcoin? Do it here. Want to speak your mind to other Bitcoin users? Our forum is always open and censorship free at forum.bitcoin.com. There's no bigger Bitcoin believers than the Bitcoin.com team. That's why this site is a one-stop shop for everything you need to get into Bitcoin life. You can also play games at games.bitcoin.com. Learn more at bitcoin.com. That's bitcoin.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-453 is our toll-free number, 855-450-3733. In the middle of that break there, Bitcoin hit a new record high of $2,500 per Bitcoin. According to BitcoinAverage.com, it's dipped down now to $2,496.
That's it. Sell them all. You can just send them all to Free Talk Live.
We'll take them. I mean, you can go to Bitcoin.
The tip jar.
Right. We haven't promoted the tip jar in a long time. I'm glad you mentioned that. If you would like to, you may send Bitcoin or altcoins to Free Talk Live over at bitcoin.freetalklive.com, and we will put them to good use. So anyway, we're talking about this, what sounds like really good news. And I don't know, did you mention on the air or off the air, Daryl, because we were talking during the break as well, that this previous consensus, this previous plan that I had mentioned, I think you mentioned it off the air. So
I think I mentioned it as the music was hitting at the end of that last segment. There was the mention of in 2016, in Hong Kong, there was some kind of agreement, and Cointelegraph does report on this. It says that in February 2016 in Hong Kong, there was discussion of reaching an agreement. However, it had different terms, and the discussion did not include the people who have agreed to the current consensus.
So this is a whole different crew of people.
Correct.
Apparently a much larger crew, because there's 80% here.
Well, it's about damn time people figured out something, you know, some sort of path forward, because it seemed to have been at a stalemate. Bitcoin had these two sides that's been fighting for years about the direction things should go, and now finally, now that fees are hitting a dollar, I don't know what the current average is. Last time I looked, it was like $1.64 or something crazy like that. Now that the fees are getting so insane, people are finally starting to drop off of Bitcoin. They're using alternatives like Dash and Ethereum, And finally, these miners and these business people are getting it through their heads that they better fix Bitcoin or it's gonna lose its market position more right. so than it already has right now.
I think
now.
That warning has been pretty thoroughly put out there at this point. So I'm excited to see that these people are doing this.
Yeah.
Now, I will say that I've seen people doubting that this is the case, and there's been some excellent points raised. Segregated Witness, this program that's this patch for Bitcoin, is a program that is set up for something different than what they're saying. You're not going to bring Segregated Witness onto a platform that has a 2 megabyte blockchain because Segregated Witness is created for a platform that has a 1 megabyte blockchain. Now, does that mean that it couldn't be altered?
Of course, it can be done. I think you're getting into too much of a technical detail. These people are the techs. They know what the difference between Segregated Witness and all the other stuff is, and most of our listeners don't. And I don't even really know what Segregated Witness is. All I know is I've heard that it's good for making more transactions fit or whatever. So good. I say bring it on. Make it happen and make it happen as soon as possible because my big concern here is that this may be too little too late. Is it too late to save Bitcoin?
I don't think so.
I hope not.
I would say that, if this were happening to Dogecoin that nobody's really done anything with in several years outside of a couple of jokes.
They had a race car once.
Yeah, that was several years ago when it was funded largely as a joke.
By the way,
hey, can we wind up getting Dogecoin to sponsor a race car?
Right now, the median fee, meaning half the fees are higher, half the fees are lower, is approximately $2 on Bitcoin.
Wow.
The average fee, according to CoinCap.io, the median fee I got from BitcoinFees.21.co, CoinCap.io has at the top of their site the average fee for Bitcoin, $3.25. So something's got to change, and it's got to change
right
now.
I think
right
as long
now.
As there's light at the end of the tunnel, that you're fine. Because at this point...
sometimes that light's a train, and Ian's asking, is that a train?
I understand.
If they can get this together and get it off the ground sooner rather than later, that's good. And certainly the market is likely going to respond positively to this news. I mean, this news is probably going to push the price up throughout the night tonight. I mean, it seems to be hitting pretty big.
$1 million.
What happened was, for those just tuning in...
That is not a prediction.
A group of 56 companies, this is from DashForceNews.com and Joel Valenzuela, who is an occasional co-host here, guest co-host on Free Talk Live, more than 83% of the mining network's hashing power signed this compromise agreement. They're going to activate SegWit, Segregated Witness. They'll be increasing the block capacity within 6 months to 2 megabytes. This is great news. The move is meant to appease both SegWit supporters and big blockers, wishing it to increase on-chain capacity with a simple block size increase. That scaling was agreement was brokered by Barry Silbert, the CEO of the Digital Currency Group. This compromise, however, does not sit well with all members of the greater Bitcoin community. Members of Bitcoin Core and Blockstream, which is that corporation that has been very influential with the Bitcoin Core programmers, as well as their supporters, are not satisfied, and they insist on a pure Segregated Witness implementation without the 2 megabyte hard fork. As Blockstream,
can you imagine why? I cannot imagine why somebody would demand that.
Well, because they're going to lose some control. If this hard fork happens, they are out.
It has to do with control.
They are out because if this block, because what we read before, and I don't think we read it on the air, but I did talk briefly about it, was that if 80%+ of the miners go into this hard fork scenario, which they're talking about doing now,
right?
If they go through with this hard fork and all the mining power goes over to this new blockchain, this new Bitcoin, if you will, there would then be 2 bitcoins. And the idea would be that because all the mining power would be over on this other Bitcoin, the weaker Bitcoin, if you will, with the 20% of the mining power.
The old coin and new coin.
Right. They would still both be Bitcoin, but they would then be 2 different blockchains. And this old coin would still have the insanely high fees and with no mining support behind it.
It wouldn't have the high fees because there would be less, probably, there would be, over time, in relatively short order, there would be fewer transactions going on.
Okay, but there was some sort of thing about how it's a weaker network because the miners are gone,
There would be a lot. It would be a lot weaker network than it previously
and
was.
And there was some sort of way that they could basically crush it, essentially strangle it in its
It's possible.
Bed.
I'm not I just don't know.
Like put a pillow over
I'm not a believer in that. At 80%, maybe?
That's what they were saying. You'd have to have at least 80% of the mining power that they could basically crush it out of existence because no one would want to actually use that particular chain.
So you have to look at the market failure aspect of this. Even these people that are signing this that have the 83% of the hashing power that we referred to in the article, just because they support it and just because they're going to signal for it doesn't mean that they're going to turn all their computers to signal.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
So what they're going to do is they're going to hedge their bets a little bit and they're going to leave some amount of computers on the other direction. Let's say it's 80-20 or whatever.
Yeah.
Then the miners on the other side are going to do the same thing. Because they're not gonna, you know, they're not gonna say, "Oh, we stand firm." You know, that doesn't happen. And they're gonna do, you know, some percentage or whatever. So you're gonna see old coin and new coin have, you know, these networks, and they're gonna be whatever size they are. And well, it's gonna be interesting to see.
So apparently, this Luke Dash Jr., who's one of the core programmers, is saying that they are going to force SegWit implementation somehow by some sort of BIP 148, Bitcoin Improvement Protocol, is I believe what that stands for.
Right, so what they're saying is they're going to, in some way, go around the miners. Now, I've never heard that this is possible.
I've heard there's something called a user-activated soft fork.
Yes,
that's what they're talking about. Yeah. I don't know what it is.
It says here, nodes running this user-activated soft fork would essentially reject blocks from miners not signaling for SegWit starting August 1st, potentially splitting the chain. So there is likely going to be a hard fork, a split of the blockchain, having two bitcoins, and then we're finally going to get to see what the market prefers. Because there's been all this talk about, you know, the Bitcoin Core supporters are like, well, everyone supports SegWit, they support our side, only these miners, these greedy miners, are against it. And then, you know, the other side's like, well, yeah, but the miners are what's important, and the average user doesn't even know what they're doing, so of course they support, you know, the standard thing, because they don't know there's even another option out here. I mean, it's going to be interesting to see where things actually shake out if this split happens.
If you really want to know who has the longer sword, you got to have a fight.
And then there's the users like me where I'm not running a node. I'm not mining anything. I've got a wallet on my phone.
Right.
Will I still be able to use my Bitcoin at the places I'm using my Bitcoin?
Yes.
Bitcoin will it be is the question.
What happens if the wallet that I'm using goes one way and...
That's a big question.
Do you have the Jax wallet, the official wallet of Free Talk Live?
No comment.
They have already released their memo on this one, and they say that they're going to support both coins.
Both of them.
And
just
you'll
like
be fine.
Ether.
If you you can keep some other off-brand weird wallet, and that's fine by you, and I don't know what's going to happen.
Every wallet manufacturer is going to need to make a decision about this and put out a notice to all of their users explaining what's happening. It's going to be confusing. People are going to do things like Mark did with his Ether Classic and send it to an Ether address and lose it forever. So it's going to be a cluster F. The price may drop as a result of this on both, but as we saw with Ether and Ether Classic, over time, the price of those has come up, both of them. So I say hold on to both of them and see what happens. I'm not going to sell one way or the other. More coming up here tomorrow. We'll see you then. FreeTalkLive.com. You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. healthexcellenceselect.com. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Tiffany Jenks was murdered October 8, 2013, at the age of 35, shot in the forehead by someone she did not know and had apparently only met that night shortly prior to her death.
Or so the Oregon police say.
Another mind control victim to the slaughter?
Who really killed Tiffany Jenks?
A story that won't go away. Read about it on Facebook at Tiffany Jenks Murder, spelled TiffanyJenksMurder.com.
TiffanyJenksMurder.com.